How is the going back to school frenzy going, parents? Yeah, well, it's been going for a while, I know, but now it's like reaching a peak. And I thought of jumping in and reminding you that back to school isn't just about rushing for the last minute uniforms and stationery and stuff, but also about the children themselves and us as well. And so I come back to how are we preparing the children to go back to school? We have children who will be going to school for the first time, 3-year-olds, and although many of them would have gone to nursery, it's still a different building, it's still different teachers, it's still different students, and that can be very overwhelming and frightening for the child. And so it would be really amazing when we are able to help them to feel more supported and more confident in going there. And for me, what comes to mind first and foremost is that you take them to the school. Probably you won't be able to visit the school beforehand at the moment because of the pandemic situation. I've always had my children attended two different schools, and they were always very open to let me take my children and see the school and the classroom and possibly the teacher before they actually started, especially in kindergarten. So, it is something which you might want to try and see if that is possible still. If not, you can even, you are out and about doing errands and pass by the school and tell them, look, this is the school where you will be going, and just showing them the building, showing them where it is. No, not being overly enthusiastic about it, because school, well, doesn't mean that it can be super wonderful, and it doesn't mean that it will be bad. But I would prefer to, personally, I would always keep it as a neutral ground where you can, where you have the possibility of making new friends, of learning differently from home, and doing different activities. And I think that is super important. Other ways that we can support the children is to, remind them that you will be there for them. That even though, even make the comparison actually between nursery and school, where at nursery you drop them off, there was the teacher and the children, and then you pick them up later, and that you will be doing the same thing at school with 3 children. And there was always that parent who would say, I'll be just here waiting for it till the end of the day, and I don't think that really works very well. We have to remember that things can happen which we might not be aware of that can, in the end, what's the word? Put cracks into the trust of our children in us. And that can happen with the children wandering to the school while they're on break, or for going for the bathroom, and not seeing you in the area where you had told them that you'll be there. Or maybe you are a few minutes late for pickup, and it can be a bit awkward to find a good excuse to the child. And I don't really, again, I would rather just say the truth rather than go with these things which can, in the long run, produce less trust in us. One thing which I did with my firstborn was to to sew a heart and put a few drops of lavender, and so he had something from home with him all the time. It is funny, he still keeps it. Obviously he doesn't take it to school anymore now, but he still has it there kind of as a memento. And sometimes he'd still, you know, tell me, like, you know, when I'm feeling really upset, I take it out and remind myself of that love, you know. And that is a beautiful thing, I think, to be able to give them a piece of home, to help them feel more relaxed and more happy. With my other children, it was a keychain which I attached to their pockets, so they could actually see it all the time, since their pockets is usually on their bench all day long, and that also helped a lot. Having open communication with the teachers is essential, especially when they are so young, to understand how happy they are at school or not, and if the school is a good fit or not. I know it might not be a good fit and there might not be the possibility of changing schools, but being aware of these things is important from a very young age. So yes, for the young child, giving them that support, obviously reassuring them and reminding them that all will be fine and that you will be there, and if anything happens while they're at school, they can let the teacher know, and that she will call you. When it comes to the older children, there is still that worry and that anxiety, and especially in these past 2 years where there were a lot of children who have been doing online learning and others have been homeschooling, it can be actually quite a big transition to go back to in-person learning. And that also gives a lot of pause for thought. So reminding the child, maybe if they have friends, good friends at school, reminding them that they will be seeing them every day again. Maybe if there's a particular teacher which they felt close to before all this happened, you can mention that teacher. Find the things that the children enjoyed and found comfort in school, and remind them of them. Always, of course, being very open and curious about, you know, about everything. So ask them, I see that you seem very anxious about going back to school. Can you tell me more about that? You know, and take it from there. It's always difficult to transition to something different or something, you know, that we haven't been doing in a while. It is difficult for us adults, let alone for children. And that leads me into the next thing. How are you feeling about all this? And what are the feelings you are projecting onto your child? Because if you are feeling confident and relaxed and quite looking forward for them to have this new experience, this experience of school, then that will reflect on the children, and they will actually feel more confident and more happy and more relaxed about going to school. But if you are having any doubts, any anxiety, any stresses about it, that will be projected onto your child as well. And that is where there might be their own anxiety, but it is being exacerbated because you are projecting those fears onto them as well. So if you have these worries about, just try and put them deep under while you are with the children, and instead show a more confident, more happy parent about them going to school. Always with the older child, keep an open conversation about all these, so that you can help them navigate these difficult moments. And then when we think about all this, we come back to also how are we supporting ourselves and our children into this new routine? Because it's a new routine. Summer is more relaxed. There might not be an actual routine at all, or there might be, but it is very fluid and very moving. But in winter, there comes a bit of a more set routine, right? There is school time, which is at certain set times. Then there might be extracurricular activities that are certain set times as well. So that can be a bit difficult to transition as well. So how are we helping our children adjust? Are you hearing my bird? He's getting angry with his neighbor, it seems like. Anyway, to go back to our talk. So one thing which I like to do is usually I have a routine of how things will work out when school started, already done by now. And as September starts, I might be doing some light schooling to the younger children so that they get back into the routine of school. They will start having again earlier bedtimes, whereas in summer I will not be as strict about bedtime. I will now start sending them back to sleep earlier as they prepare for the new scholastic year, spending lots and lots of time as much as possible outside for lots of free play and movement, because that will be restricted a lot once school starts. And also, in my case, full disclosure, I tend to forget the healthy food in summer. We tend to get a bit more on the unhealthy side. So I would also start giving them more nutritious food to help them, you know, get back into optimal health before the school year starts. So these are little ways which we can start implementing to our children to help them transition into the winter routine, what I call the winter routine, really. But then there is the us, and we tend to forget us. Yeah, we tend to forget that, and we are super important. We are super important to get the new routine going, get a good start. And unless we are taking care of ourselves, that will not happen. It will never happen, because if we are tired and exhausted because of all the running around we had to do before school started, and we forgot half the thing, I don't know, we forgot certain transition times and certain things, and we are now panicking, and it gets too much, and we need to care for ourselves. And how do we do that? So especially if you are having anxieties and worries and stresses about the going back to school thing, this is even more important. So if you have that possibility, take some time on your own. Maybe your children are still going to some sort of summer school program, and you can take a couple of days off work if you are working, and just focus on yourself, relaxing, not working in the house, not working on anything child related or anything, just on yourself. I've just had these 2 days. I'm blessed with a mother who takes over my children as needed, and this was actually unexpected, because the children asked their grandmother if they can stay with her for a couple of days, and she said yes. So I had these 2 unexpected days on my own, and I have been taking full advantage of them. I forgot the house for most of the time and everything else, and I have been just, you know, meditating and relaxing and reading and just enjoying my time alone, so that I already feel a day later so much more relaxed and prepared to have the kids back and to navigate the new school routine once it starts. If it is not possible to have help and the children are with you all the time, then do that in the evenings after they go to bed. That is what my normal go-to is. Once the children are in bed, I will take some time alone and I don't know, sometimes I dance, sometimes I sing, sometimes I paint, sometimes I write in my journal, read, I don't know, whatever takes my fancy that helps me to relax, to wind down, to let go of the stresses and anxiety. So, doing these things, caring for yourself, and also in my case, I've been upping up. As I said, not just my children have not been taking enough nutritious food, but not even myself. So I've been changing that as well for me, and it helps, it all helps, and I think that is very, very important. So, navigating back to school for a smoother transition is all about preparing the children, preparing yourself, and not about the books and the bags and the uniforms. Those are quite secondary, actually. Checking in about your feelings and your children's feelings about all this, and how you can help everyone navigate it, and supporting not just your children in this transition, but also yourself. And if you have questions, ask away. And last thing I would like to do is to remind you that the membership option is still on. It starts on October the 1st, and if you want to try it out for free, you have 2 weeks left to subscribe for it. And it is something which I think will give you some extra support all the way around throughout the year. And I really look forward to start this with you guys. I'm really looking forward to have these group coaching calls and all the other support that I am going to give you in the membership. So, ask me about it if you want, if you're interested. You have 2 weeks left to become part of it for free for a month to try it out, because I know, I've been there, that I find it difficult to commit financially to things, to these things, when I'm not sure what they are about. So I decided to give a free month to anyone who wants so that they can try it. Or if you feel that this is a really good fit for you and want to just go ahead and pay, you can do so for 3 months at 50% off. So I will put the link at the end of this live, and obviously you can send me a private message about it, but I really look forward, and I wish you all a good week. Take care. Bye.